Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, it's not your imagination. It's not a trick of the eyes or of the ears. Things are accelerating. The news is intensifying. Tyranny is rearing its head in bizarre, almost black satirical ways that are so ridiculous you have to pinch yourself when you witness the ruling criminal elite, the elite parasite deceivers, openly engaging in the types of crimes that they are expanding against the people of the United States and the world. They're counting on ignorance of the general public to be able to get away with this. They believe in their actuaries, in their psychological warfare breakdowns, in their assessment of humanity, that they're going to get away with it. At least they did in the past. Now they're becoming more and more frightened, and they're fully committed. They're going to prison if they don't complete their drive down the field to bring us into a worldwide technotronic high-tech police state enslavement grid, which is only the means to the end of world population reduction. The criminals see the world as a Valhalla that they have rightfully stolen through cunning and fraud that they believe is an attribute, and now they want the general public sterilized and then basically phased out for the globalist parasites' enjoyment. Now, when we come back from break, I am going to attempt, in the first 30 minutes ahead of a surprise guest joining us, to go over just the surface of the incredible news that I'm about to get into. And then later, throughout the next 2 hours, after that guest leaves us, breaking it all down. Now, what happens almost every time I say I'm going to do this is I say, I'm going to just read you the headlines. And then I start reading a headline or two, and then boom, I get to a story and then start a breakdown rant on that subject. But we'll see if I succeed. I probably won't. Let's see in the next minute and a half before we go to break if I can do it. Saudis slash oil output say market oversupplied. It's hard to not comment on that, but I will later. Hold on, it's hard. Oversupplied. Are you watching what's happening to oil prices? You know what this means? Woo, okay. Okay, I'm not going to comment on that till later. Cables reveal State Department, CIA, NGOs fomented Syrian unrest. It's also come out in the last week. The State Department admits they fomented all the stuff in Libya and, of course, in Egypt. Well, what do you think all this is about? Going to be breaking that down. Arab Spring may turn into Iranian winter, Israeli Prime Minister says. Okay, that's just some of the news there. That Saudi slashing oil output announcement, that integrates in with this article. S&P cuts U.S. ratings outlook to negative. And what did they cut the U.S. Treasuries back for? Well, they say because of overspending and a huge budget deficit. What did Geithner tell the Sunday news shows where he made the rounds? He repeated what he said Friday. If you don't give us unlimited increased taxes and increase the budget, you're going to cause the default on the dollar. The default has already begun. The slide, the mudslide, is already in full action. You know, the ball is in motion. The globalists, Soros, and the rest of them have already said, green 24, green 24, hoot, hoot, hoot. You're hearing right now the pads of the offense and defense bashing together. And the globalists, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, they've got the ball in their hand. Can they defeat free humanity? Free humanity, on average, is starting to wake up, but many are still sucking their thumbs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the dollar is sliding, the euro is sliding, every major currency is being devalued by the private central banking cartels ahead of their new solution, an open corporate private world government that you pay your VAT taxes to, your sales taxes, your carbon taxes to. All of that announced again by one of the top generals of the New World Order, George Soros, admitted Rothschild agent. We're going to be going over all of that today. Here's the London Telegraph headline. We view silver as gold on steroids. Silver is better bet than gold in the current precious metals bull run and has been described as gold on steroids by many of the top analysts. We're going to be going over that report a little bit later in the broadcast. Gold ran up to its all-time record, $1 under $1,500. And then it dropped a couple bucks on profit-taking, and the establishment media ran out and said, it's over for gold, it's over, dump it now, it's over. And then it'll drop a few more dollars, and then in a week or two, or maybe even in a few days, it'll run up past 15, and then it'll drop below 15, then it'll run up to 15, 16, and then it'll go back down a few dollars. If you watch the 11-year graph, it's going straight up, but they're counting on the public only operating out of short-term thought processes. That's basically what happens when you deal with a population brainwashed and brought up and conditioned on limited attention spans. But gold ran right up to just shy of $1,500 an ounce today, before dropping down a couple more dollars. And right now it's at, what is it right now? Let me pull up the exact numbers because it was just refreshing on me there. Gold is now $1,493. So it's dropped about $5.50 since its high earlier today. Silver is also continuing to go up. We're going to be breaking that down. Okay, let me just do it this way, because we got a surprise guest scheduled here in about 22 minutes from now. Every day, and no, you're not imagining, you're not paranoid. The news is getting crazier. Things are getting wilder. All sorts of destabilizing events are occurring. The world is entering a political period of flux as the evil mastermind V.I. Lenin once said, there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100. And the globalists are unfreezing the political system from the status quo so that they can reorder it. That's just like a blacksmith will take iron or steel and heat it up white hot and beat it into the shape, the new shape that they're wanting to achieve. The exact same thing is now happening here in our nation. But it's also happening across the world. And so this new system is being formed. And it's a progression of the old system. But it's a step deeper into the control of this criminal class. So the news that we're seeing is earth-shaking. The Saudi/oil output, say market, is oversupplied. If the general public had any understanding of economic reality and how OPEC works and what's happening with oil prices going up, they would know that that statement is almost entirely fraudulent. There's one vein of truth to it. But what this signifies is that generally the Saudis, when there is global destabilization and when the dollar is in trouble, the Saudis will increase output and will lower the prices that they're selling oil at. They have limited control over the price because that tends to be set by what the overall output is. But the magnitude of that statement, this is only going to send oil prices up, 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 up. But more than that, it signifies that in the last month we've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Russians. We've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Chinese. We've seen the Saudi royal family meet with Secretary of Defense Gates and openly talk about Western plots with inside their country. The Saudis now have all the WikiLeaks documents and the State Department statements that they are destabilizing the Middle East and North Africa by design. That is the globalists that already have taken over our country many decades ago. And the Saudis know that they're being double-crossed, and they are changing their 30-plus year agreement to basically supply inexpensive oil to the West. And in turn, the Saudis would then invest much of their profits in U.S. T-bills to prop the dollar up as the world reserve currency. And the West would then not allow massive oil field and gas development in North America, particularly in Alaska, that would challenge the Saudi combine. Or oligopoly. It's not really a monopoly. It's a cartel working together, so it's an oligopoly. So major global political realignments are now taking place. Massive realignments are taking place. The Saudis, by announcing they're going to slash output, are playing total guts ball with the Anglo-American establishment out of desperation. I don't like the Saudi royal family, very corrupt, very wicked. The point is, they made a deal with the globalists in the early 70s. They made a deal with the British when they were put into power more than 100 years ago. It's all historical, mainline history. They were just Bedouin tribes that the British intelligence gave weapons to, and then they carved up the country, well, the region, and created three countries out of it and put one tribe, a particularly violent Bedouins, into power, known as the Sauds. The House of Saud, hence Saudi Arabia. It'd be like if British intelligence funded some warlord here in the U.S., if the Civil War would have gone the way the British wanted. And be more sophisticated, folks. That doesn't mean I'm for what Lincoln did. The history is British intel came in, manipulated reasonable grievances in the South over unfair tariffs. That's what it was really all about. Nothing to do with slaves. And got the South to get into a war, and then the British didn't supply them. And it came out later, this is mainline history as well, if you want to look it up, that the British were intending to then break up the South, control Western expansion, and basically put warlords in control who were British vassals over those new areas. And the British were going to get the 70% of the United States that hadn't been colonized yet. Again, over half was there, then the South. So you're talking over 70% with the South and the West. That was the plan. What were the British doing all over the world at the time? Going in and dividing groups against each other. It's a management model. How does a little bitty country with a royal family running it dominate 50%+ of the land on the planet up until even the 1930s? Subterfuge, manipulation, scientific study of control. All right, I've already digressed. The point is, the British intelligence minions of the House of Saud are now running to the Russians publicly. I'm getting chills right now. This is so big. Whoa, we're seeing massive realignment right now. We're seeing massive world changes, the likes of which most of us have never seen. If you were alive during World War II, you saw things as bigger. But we're going into things that are going to be bigger than World War II, financially, economically, societally, culturally, geopolitically, and perhaps militarily. Whoa, just got chills again. Whoa, just got them again. I mean, I'm having full-on chills right now. See, ladies and gentlemen, when you study geopolitical developments and you see this type of stuff happening, it's hardcore. It's super hardcore. Do you have any idea what this means, added to all the other information we have? This means the Saudis are definitely flailing around and know that the globalists are about to try to overthrow them, exactly as our big oil company exec intel sources have confirmed. I mean, we told you through our sources 6+ months ago all this was going to happen exactly as it's happened. Tarpley in Obama deception out 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, March of 2009, laid out the destabilization of the Middle East, how they would do kamikaze states, how they would then invade North Africa through AFRICOM. I mean, because the globalists have laid it all out. That's what's so frustrating about this. And see, I haven't even gotten into the rest of the economic stack. I haven't gotten into the S&P announcement. Standard & Poor's has cut U.S. ratings outlook to negative and are signaling that they may get rid of the U.S. AAA. Whoa, just got chills again. And I'm sorry to be announcing this, but I'm you ever gone to the edge of a cliff and you're looking over a 1,000-foot cliff and you get those chills? That's instincts. You got a hardwired computer brain. And it'd be kind of like if you were camping in Colorado and we're out there cooking bacon and eggs and you look over and the grizzly bear comes walking out of the woods. You're going to get chills. Chills are endorphins, adrenaline. Your body getting that air into your lungs that, whoa, this is dangerous. Well, see, I intellectually understand what this means globally and what this means to me individually. So when I consciously look at this news, I mean, it's like a grizzly bear just walked in the room. Whoa. I mean, I am in combat mode. I'm hiring a kite right now, folks, on endorphin. And I'm just being honest with you. For those of you out there that don't have this response, you have no idea what's happening. I'm going to try to break it down when we come back. But it's hardcore. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Every time the West needs the Saudis to decrease oil prices for the economy, they do it. And this only confirms everything that Lindsey Williams and others told us 6 months ago. CNBC, Saudi slash oil output, say market is oversupplied. Well, there is a lot of oil that governments around the world do not allow to be developed, namely the United States government. That part's true. And the big oil companies, it came out in the Associated Press in 2001, did meet in 1995 and 96 to buy up most of the refineries and close them to create an artificial bottleneck. Corporations are into monopolies. That's where the big wealth is made. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, Jay Rockefeller, said, competition is a sin. And that's what the New World Order is about, shutting down the globalist competition, owning both sides of the political debate, limiting the debate. But the reason I am beside myself with total amazement, is that it's one thing to intellectually know that we're in a world government and it's expanding, but to be getting deeper and deeper into it and to have our predictions come true exactly as we broke down, and to see the globalist continuing their program and world government and the phase out of the dollar accelerating, and what that's going to mean to this country, what that's going to mean to the world, and these open criminal private central banks enthroning themselves even more publicly and posing as the saviors. If the public had any basic understanding, they would know what an outrageous, satirical joke this is. This would be like Hitler being the judge at Nuremberg. I mean, it's that ridiculous. It'd be like John Gotti being anti-Italian mafia in New York. I mean, it's like a fish not liking the water. It's like a bird not liking the sky. It's so ridiculous. Well, I mean, I was thinking about it this morning, and I've talked about this a lot, but George Soros gave a 60-minute interview. He's given other ones. And he says, yeah, I helped round up and arrest people and send them to the death camps, and it was one of the best times of my life. And if I didn't do it, somebody else would have done it and helped form who I am. And all these liberal groups go, you're so wonderful. You were a Nazi collaborator in the local Jewish councils that helped round up everybody. Oh, my gosh, you're so wonderful. And if you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. It's like he is the most slimy, worm-like, demonic, horrid creature who revels. Remember 3 years ago as the people are losing their houses, everything's falling apart, the dollar's going down, we're going into deep debt, the banks are getting trillions. He says, I'm having a great crisis. It's just the over-the-topness of them. It's so in your face. And I talk to these so-called liberal writers that work for Soros, for Media Matters and others that call me up, and they just make giggling jokes and say George Soros is great. And I go, but what about this? They just giggle at you. I mean, these are not liberals. These are military men, cadres, trained in deception, who know what they're doing. Same thing with Bill O'Reilly. Same thing with Sean Hannity. Same thing with Glenn Beck. He's a trained cadre to control the right-wing arm of resistance. And they know full well when you're talking to them, there's no morals to them. That's a joke. It's all about being shark-like and deceptive. And to them, it's just, hey, this is my camouflage. I say I'm liberal, and so the torture's good. The wars are good. The secret arrests are good. The poison in the water is good. And they buy into the delusion just so they get some money from the New World Order. That's why going back 10, 11, 12 years ago, off and on, when I was offered big syndication deals by some of the big syndicators, and they said, but we're going to make it easy for you. You'll have all the producers. You'll just come in and cover what we want, bring that same passion that you have where you just come to the radio with people. But, and I was told this repeatedly, it must be a script they follow. Do you want to be on this crusade that's going nowhere, or do you want to be a star? And I said, I want to be on the crusade for liberty. I mean, you can only use so much money. Possessions are like a curse. You can only have so many people say they're a fan and buy you lunch. And it's great, and it means you're reaching people, but it's actually a prison. See, without ever selling out, without ever joining the New World Order, everywhere I go, I can't even now do anything without people coming up and talking to me, which is fine. And it's a symbol of how much success we've had. But still, sell my soul for that? No, thank you. I might sell my soul not to have that.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, Central Standard Time. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. On our journey into a modern police state, the biggest signpost I've seen yet is not Chicago school districts saying parents can't pack their children's school lunches because they're not trusted. No, it's not even the face-scanning cameras going up on street corners or even the military now engaged in domestic law enforcement. It's got to be the TSA and these radiation baking scanners and the groping that goes on. And I've seen all these headlines, girl six frisked by security guards at U.S. airport. Well, I tend to agree with what I saw last night with Geraldo Rivera when he pointed out this is not frisking. This is an assault. And I've had district attorneys on from San Francisco and other places that say if they saw things like what happened to little Anna, that they would charge the TSA minion with sexual assault. Joining us via video Skype is Selena Drexel, the mother of Anna Drexel, the little six-year-old who politely went through that ordeal but then broke down crying afterwards. And, of course, Dr. Todd Drexel was also traveling with his wife, Selena Drexel, and their other children. And joining us via video Skype from Bowling Green, Kentucky, is Selena Drexel. Selena, thank you for coming on.
Hi, thank you, Alex.
Well, so much has happened, and I've seen other TV interviews and radio interviews you've done where they basically ask the questions out of the gates before I ask my questions. What are you most concerned with the ordeal that you and your family went through, and why are you giving interviews to the media?
Well, the reason that the message that we're trying to get out is that this has to stop. preferably for everybody with the groping, but especially for children, because, you know, I want to believe that the TSA, you know, in theory, would be well-intentioned to try to keep passengers safe while they're, you know, in the crest of a 2 or 3 hour flight. But I'm interested in keeping children safe when they're on the ground as well. And the methods that they have in place right now are setting kids up to be vulnerable to child predators who would take advantage of a child who's then been conditioned to ignore that feeling of wrongness, that uneasy feeling you get when someone's touching you in an inappropriate manner. You know, if you have frequent flyer children that are then conditioned to accept this, you're setting them up to be vulnerable to child predators, and it has to stop.
Well, I remember seeing reports a few months ago with top child psychologists going on the news and saying this is training children that authority figures can molest them. And Governor Jesse Ventura has had them grab his genitals through the pants. Ron Paul has talked about them squeezing his genitals. I've had guests on where they've stuck their hands into their pants and squeezed their underwear. I mean, a sworn police officer can't randomly do that at a park. How can these federal minimum wage people do this? I mean, the sky's the limit if they get away with this.
I don't know. I don't remember signing anything when I bought my ticket saying that I was giving up my constitutional rights, and certainly not that of my children. And so I'm not sure how this is allowed.
Well, Mrs. Drexel, I don't go to the doctor a lot for checkups because I don't, frankly, like the doctor doing the things they do in the few checkups I've had. I can't imagine what it's like for a six-year-old girl. I mean, I have a six-year-old daughter. I have a three-year-old daughter, and they're both very spunky and smart and outgoing. But when they're around strangers they don't know, especially authority figures in uniforms and things, they tend to hang onto my leg and get behind me. That's just normal instinct. I don't think my daughters would have held up as well as your daughter did. I mean, as soon as they began to whimper and cry, I would probably do what any mammal would do when its young is under attack. I would attack, and then I'd be charged as some type of terrorist.
Well, it's pretty hard to keep my cool, but the supervisor you don't see on the camera was reasonably intimidating. And, he was intimidating to me and let me know that, you know, there would be a big deal if I made a fuss.
So if you didn't load on the cattle car, there was going to be a problem. But we know at the end of the cattle train, historically, is where the real problems begin. Better to fight here on the platform at the trains. Now you mentioned that on ABC, but they basically cut in over you. Specifically, talk about, because 90% of communication is nonverbal. Tell us about the nonverbal bowing up that you went through. I've been through that as well, where they let you know if you cause trouble. I mean, take your time. Describe what you saw.
Well, the female agents that were ushering folks through the scanners, I've been through a lot of TSA procedures. We're frequent flyers. We travel, you know, 4 or 5 times a year is what I consider to be, you know, reasonably frequent. And in most other cities that we've been in, the TSA has been reasonably, you know, accommodating. You know, yes, we know we have to do this, you know, and they're reasonably polite. This particular crew was fairly aggressive and intimidating. I did ask questions. I did request alternates and was refused and not given any information. The TSA supervisor was sitting behind a desk and, you know, overseeing this. And I recognized that he was the one in charge and protested to him off camera, both before and after the video started rolling. And was refused, and he let me know. He physically got into my personal space. You know, he was, you know, maybe 6 foot tall. I don't know how tall he was, but he was a lot bigger than I was, and let me know that, you know, just don't. So,
well, that's why none of my children have flown. Now, my wife has not flown since all of this, because not just myself, but my wife, I don't think, would have the control that you did. And we commend your control, because you shot the video, you exposed what they were doing. And you know, to have them get in your space, describe how he got in your space and exactly how he was looking at you for folks that are out there listening.
Well, he didn't use profanity or anything like that. I mean, he was, you know, technically professional, but in a police, you know, I'm in control type of, you know, demeanor. And so I'm not particularly angry with this crew. I think they were following the instructions that they'd be given. It's the instructions that I have a problem with. It's the fact that we're even doing this at all is what I have a problem with, and I would like to get changed.
But specifically then, I mean, is it accurate to say he did that kind of sticking his chest out, arms out, getting in your space, kind of like a drill sergeant? I mean, how did he bow up to you?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, just classic, get on the cattle car, shut up. Meanwhile, I hear a child on the video, it looks like separate from your daughter, saying, I don't want him to touch me, I don't want him to touch my clothes. Was that some of your other children or someone else's children?
Right. The video picks up about halfway through the process. I went through the pat-down first and was actually given a lighter version of the pat-down than Anna was given. When I managed to get my phone back and hand it over to Todd, he was also holding the two-year-old, who you hear on the video, trying to manage all the other, you know, our belongings that were coming through the conveyor belt. Other passengers were shoving it on the floor, shoving it aside. Being in New Orleans, I was concerned about theft, trying to make sure that, you know, not only is my daughter safe, my other two children are taken care of, plus no one's running off with our stuff. And so it was fairly chaotic. I think we managed it, you know, reasonably well. That is Caroline, my youngest, you hear on the video. And it's kind of comical. Some of the news agencies have attributed her statements to Anna. And I don't, you know, maybe it's because I'm a parent. I don't particularly think that a two-year-old sounds the same as a six-year-old. She was saying she didn't want them to take her clothes. But then she changed the subject and wanted to use the iPhone to play Angry Birds. And then the third comment that she made, she wanted her shoes back because they had, you know, we had made her give up her shoes to go through the inspection, and she wanted those back. And so those are the comments that you hear her making. Anna only said yes, ma'am, a couple of times, and pretty much was doing what she was told.
Well, ma'am, we've studied it. This is social engineering, social conditioning, that we're basically all criminals. The government can do whatever it wants. It's a federal power grab violating the 9th and 10th Amendment. To have unsworn federal officers, much less sworn. I mean, just a few years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come into your town or county. Now they're running most of the investigations. Same thing with this new federal bureaucracy. Were you aware that the TSA is now running highway checkpoints and checkpoints at train stations and bus stations?
I am now. I know that now. I didn't know that before. And I take responsibility for not educating myself before we went on this trip. You know, I was used to the previous processes. I had heard about the new naked scanners that they were doing. But I thought that they would use those only if they couldn't use, you know, some other technology, or if they were profiling someone and thought that they needed to take an extra look. As far as pat-downs for children, I had heard that there was an age limit of 13 and up. It's not clear to me, you know, it's been a few days since this has happened, and I've tried to do some online research to find out exactly what the rule is, and I don't think it's...
Well, just so you know, they told the Washington Post in November of last year and put on their own TSA website that children under 12 would not be given enhanced pat-down. In fact, let's put that headline up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We also then wrote an article about it. TSA caught lying about pat-downs of children. They're constantly changing their story. If you go back to November of last year, ma'am, this all started in the media when one of my crew members, Michelle, went to Colorado to ski with her 8-year-old daughter and her year-and-a-half-year-old daughter with their family. On their way back, a man groped her and squeezed her private parts and everything and tried to go in the waistband. Then the man tried to grope the 8-year-old and the year-old. She demanded a woman. But still, I mean, if a man gropes you and sexually assaults you, or a woman does, what's the? I mean, a person's a person. There's the USA Today article from last year. No enhanced pat downs for kids, TSA says. So this is all psychological warfare. I saw Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, 8 years ago, say their plan was to finally have worker ID cards nationwide. TSA will be in every mall, highway, federal toll roads. And that they're just conditioning us to line up and basically be strip searched. And this is what authoritarians always do in communist China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany. They first have you show papers, then they teach you to put their hands on you. And the TSA themselves agents are fired if they have radiation concerns from the scanners. They're fired if they don't want to do this, the groping. So they're creating cadres of people that will carry this out. And the reason I'm basically trying to fill you in on this is you're very influential, obviously, now doing these interviews. And if you haven't seen the info that I just covered, I'd love to send you the historical evidence.
Yeah, I'd love to get any more that I could get. Yeah, I'll also mention that they're not changing gloves in between pat downs.
Oh, they're not changing gloves.
They didn't change gloves between the last folks that went through and us.
Now, watching the video, it looks like that they're doing the into the waistband, into the pants. Did that happen to your daughter Anna?
It did. They touched her underwear. But let me clarify. I don't want to insult, you know, the feelings of or invalidate the experience of anyone who has truly been sexually molested or assaulted. I don't think that that's exactly what happened here. I believe they did go too far, but to equate, you know, a child being physically molested or, you know, sodomized or something horrifying, I don't equate the two. What I'm trying to get across is to prevent that, you know, from being possible by delivering a consistent message for kids that hands off always.
But that is the, I mean, I've had district attorneys on here on the broadcast from big cities like San Francisco, and they've pointed out that if you touch someone on the outside of their pants and touch their genitals, it's a misdemeanor. And if you go inside the pants, it is a sexual assault felony. And so, I mean, all the time
maybe so then, but, you know, my husband is a gynecologist by trade, and he would say that there's a difference.
Well, certainly, lined up in a cattle car
and what happened to Anna would be considerably different, you know, but it doesn't minimize the fact that this is completely wrong to do to children.
Sure, sure. Here's my point. Let's say hypothetically, you're walking through a grocery store parking lot at 10 o'clock at night. Picking up some groceries, and a man runs up in the night and grabs your breast. He would get a felony conviction for that and spend about 5 years in prison. And so, they do it under the official umbrella. My only issue is that's how Nazi Germany got going, because they were in uniforms. They thought it was okay to work people to death and strip search them and march them into showers.
Yeah, that may be true. Yes.
Why do you think, then, they're doing this? I mean, is it political correctness that if the terrorists are supposedly from the Middle East, but we, don't strip search them? Because, you know, some people are being taken behind closed doors and being strip searched.
Well, I'm not sure that we can say that the terrorists are exclusively from the Middle East. You know, we found American citizens that have, you know, gone overseas to train or, you know, had other ideologies that you know, set them up for being internal terrorists, if you will. And this is a type of people that value their own no higher than a firecracker. You know, they'll blow themselves up.
But hypothetically, I or anybody else could go attack a shopping mall right now. You could do that. I mean, do we set up checkpoints outside? I mean, do we set it up outside your door, down the street? I mean, no amount of tyranny can ever keep us safe.
No, and we're never going to be able to eliminate risk, and I don't think we want to. I mean, sure, it would be nice to not have to worry about things, but the state of, you know, a police state to avoid all possible wackos is not realistic, and that's not the country that I want to live in.
Well, sure, exactly, because historically it is government police states that kill and enslave more people than any Ted Bundy ever could dream of. I mean, our founders told us the big danger is a government that tells you we're going to take your rights away for security. You better run.
Well, I think a big danger also is people that sit by and do nothing and accept it.
You mean people that basically go along with this?
Sure.
Well, that's why we want to commend you for what you've done. Now, did I hear correctly when you were on ABC News that they also told you not to videotape?
No, they never told me not to videotape. I was taking a risk by videotaping it, and had they told me not to, you know, I probably wouldn't. But they never said not to.
But, I mean, you have a right. I mean, they're all surveilling you with cameras. They can't say for security reasons you can't videotape them. Also, I want to cover this point, and we're going to break here. If I keep it just a few more minutes, but please try to start answering this. What type of precedent does it set, though, that if they're going to be groping us now, what could happen in the future?
I can only speculate as to what's going to happen in the future. I would you know, prefer that it stop now when we head back in the other direction.
Where are you going from here?
Well, I'm investigating what our options are right now in terms of making the TSA accountable to their own, you know, published standards. So I'm currently investigating options right now. I've not ruled anything out.
Selena Drexel, the mother of little Anna, who went through this ordeal. We're going to break for just a couple minutes. I'd like to spend a few more minutes with you on the other side, if we can, to talk about how this affected your daughter, how she's doing now. You know, how long did she cry after this ordeal? And we really appreciate your courage to come out and speak about this and also videotape it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Selena Drexel, mother of little Anna, is our guest for another 4 or 5 minutes. How did your daughter take this? I heard reports that she broke down crying after the ordeal. I think my daughters would break down crying right there on the spot.
Anna's a tough girl. She stood there and took it, and she knew mom was right there and wouldn't let anything, you know, horrible, you know, even further happen to her. So she was okay to, you know, as long as I was standing there. And she did break down right afterward, you know, thinking that she had done something wrong. You know, once we got on the plane, you know, we had a lot of explaining to do. You know, why does mom always say don't let anyone touch you? And then now we've done this. You know, now it's okay. When in fact I said no, it's not okay. You're right to feel this way. You're right to feel violated. It is not okay for anyone to touch you like this. And you know, mommy's going to try to do something about this. Tried to explain this also to a 9-year-old that this is what happened to your sister, and this is what's, you know, this is what you saw, and this is why we feel it was wrong. You know, we did a lot of talking on the plane, you know, but after it was over, you know, after, you know, we got home, she got back into her normal routine. You know, she's moved on. She's okay with it. She's, you know, she's not sitting in a dark room rocking back and forth in the corner. That's
certainly good news.
It's not her nature.
But we need to get a class action lawsuit going so this type of abuse stops.
Right.
My concern is this. You obviously are having a measured response. A lot of other Americans are basically having Stockholm syndrome, and I know you sound like a very educated person. You know what that is, but for those that don't, people get abused, so they make excuses for why it's happening, and that's what the social engineers are counting on to basically set the precedent that government can give us forced inoculations, government. Have you heard about them taking babies' blood secretly at birth now for 40 years in the U.S.?
No, I've not heard of that, and in my husband's line of work delivering babies, he hasn't heard of that either.
Well, see, no, they tell him it's going to the health department for a blood test.
But okay, it's, yes.
But it's actually going.
Perhaps so. It does go to the state. You know, the heel stick that they do within 24 hours of birth, that does go to the state.
Well, all I'm saying is find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. I got secret documents 15 years ago where it really goes, Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab, and it does have dual uses. But I just wanted you to go look it up. It's in the Associated Press now that it's actually being sold to industry. My issue is there's a lot of power grabbing going on that most people aren't aware of, even who work professionally around it. In closing, my concern is, if you say no to their groping, they then throw you out, but then claim you refuse the screening and fine you for $11,000. I mean, that's really scary. What's your view on that?
Well, I'd like to see them collect that from as many people, you know, as would refuse it. I don't think it's constitutional, and I think it would get thrown out. I would hope that it would.
Selena, to protect other people, you don't sound like a litigious person, but to protect other people, I think you might want to look at a civil rights violation lawsuit or visit with the district attorney of the county where this happened, because I've had several district attorneys on who say they would charge people for what they did to your daughter. I think it's important to go ahead and go after these people so that they don't continue to do it.
Right. And like I said, I've not ruled out any options. What I would really like to see, attacking the TSA is I think only going to put them on the defensive and have them dig their heels in even further. I would really ultimately like to see other groups work with the TSA to develop screening procedures that are acceptable, ones that would be endorsed by parents, other, special populations like the disabled.
Well, Selena, just to be clear, though, because I know you're a reasonable person, so you're trying to be reasonable, the TSA follows orders. We have continuity of agenda all over the Western world. This is happening. This is an agenda, and they don't want to be reasonable. We really appreciate you spending time with us. God bless you. A lot of great points. And everybody cares about you and your family. God bless.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, joining us for the next 40 minutes or so is Wayne Madsen. He's getting ready to leave the United States here in the next few weeks. Syndicated columnist, journalist, because of direct threats that have been issued to him via the White House through a major media outlet, a embassy, and a foreign government. He's been told directly they're coming after him, and I wanted to go over why they're coming after him, but also he's got a lot of new intel on what's happening, things flaring back up in Iraq, what's happening in North Africa, what's happening in the Middle East. That is all coming up with Wayne Madsen joining us via video Skype coming up in the next segment. Then, after he leaves us, I'm going to spend the balance of the broadcast taking your calls and getting to the big news. Now, there are two reports today that integrate together. And I'll also bring this up to Madsen. Saudi / oil output say market oversupply. Now, you already see oil prices on average pushing $4 a gallon here in the United States. It's, 7.5 euros or so on average in Europe. Meanwhile, Standard & Poor's cuts U.S. ratings outlook to negative. The dollar is in terminal decline right now by design, and that ties into Bretton Woods too and what George Soros and the bankers have set up, and they're on record doing it. So we're going to be going over that today and what a dollar implosion means and what it signifies to have the Saudi Arabians now coming out and rushing to the Russians, the Chinese, begging for help, realizing that the West has double-crossed the Middle East by trying to now foment rebellions in countries they're friendly towards and countries that they've been enemies with, like Muammar Gaddafi, though they made a deal with him 6 years to basically patch up their little agreement amongst thieves and criminals. There is no honor among thieves, and that's certainly being evidenced amongst these king rats fighting with each other. So huge, huge developments happening right now. This is the absolute crowning proof that the globalists are orchestrating the unrest in the Middle East, North Africa. Though WikiLeaks is now confirming that, and that's an establishment rag right there, leaking machine. They put out some real stuff to get credibility. But you also have the State Department admitting it. You have El Baradei admitting it. I mean, it's been admitted going back 2 months ago with the whole Egypt situation that this is Western run. But when we say Western, we mean the corrupt banking elites that have grown so fat and powerful off of the wealth of the Western civilization and Western intellect and Western work ethic. So America and Europe gets the blame for the empire, but we don't get the spoils. Let's be clear about that. And Donald Trump is now speaking to those spoils and saying, we deserve the oil money, as if Americans are going to get a check in the mail. No, Americans pay for the war. We pay for it with money and blood and our name being demonized because it is an illegal, corrupt war in Iraq, namely. And then the big mega banks get to finance the reconstruction, and the big mega oil companies, they get to go in and get the oil and then sell it to us at $4 a gallon. So Donald Trump, buddy, you and the kleptocrats in Wall Street are getting the money. And so it's this childlike sound bites, kind of like Sarah Palin going, we need people that'll fight in Washington, fight to cut the deficit, fight to cut welfare. We need people in Washington to fight like a girl. Well, actually, they fight like men in Washington to lie and steal and to launch new wars. They fight against us because they're bought and paid for. So it's not just we need a Donald Trump who's slick talking and will fight. But we know he'll fight. He'll fight to get socialist health care. Oh, you didn't know he supported that?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 40 minutes or so, Wayne Madsen of the WayneMadsenReport.com is going to be joining us. We don't normally have him on every week, but he's leaving the United States. He's traveled to Chicago from his home in D.C., spent months tracking down the mafia connections to Barack Obama, a real name, Barry Sotero of Indonesia. He also has been really ferreting out the evidence that Obama, his mother, and much of his family didn't just work for the biggest tax-free foundations and Timothy Geithner's dad and the Rockefeller Foundation, but was CIA. And his entire background has been expunged and carefully hidden. He is a globalist Manchurian candidate. It's come out that Tony Blair was MI5 and MI6 connected and was actually an MI6 agent, some of the papers have reported, over in England, as early as college. And, of course, they had a new movie out basically with a fictional account of that, Ghost Rider, that just came out last year, dealing with that. And of course, it's admitted that the globalists have these corporate operatives and also government operatives that they prepare, like George Herbert Walker Bush, became the CIA director, claiming he'd never been in the CIA in the mid-1970s, and then it was declassified years later. He was in the CIA out of college at the end of World War II. And, of course, who founded the CIA? That's also declassified. Yale, particularly Skull and Bones, which was a private British/German intelligence agency that recruited the best and brightest of America's East Coast, Atlantic accented elitist, and that formed the core of the CIA. And Robert De Niro's film, The Good Shepherd, very historical, breaks all of that down. And so this fits the bill. This is how the shadow state controls things. Just like in all these third world countries, they train for decades people here in the West. They dispatch them to lead rebel groups to overthrow the government and then put in their own dictatorship. One of the best examples is Saddam Hussein, a young army officer, 1958. Sent and trained in Egypt for 4 years, then sent in to commit assassinations. And the West made a deal that he was made the head of Bath Security. The assassinations would stop, and the attempted assassinations would stop. Then in 79, the West staged a coup with Saddam to put him into power. Then 3 years later, they gave him $30+ billion to attack the Iranians. Then in 1990, they told him, go ahead, we don't care, we're going to support you in an attack on the Kuwaitis. Then they lied and said he was throwing babies out of incubators as a way to then double back and take out their old minion. But I'm sorry, Wayne Madsen joins us. I'm digressing with a history lesson. WayneMadsenReport.com. He's a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, syndicated columnist, written for The Village Voice, Progressive, Counterpunch, online journal, America Conservative, Infowars.com. I should add, in addition to regular guest on CNN, RT, Fox News, he was on the U.N. He was an advisor before the U.S. House of Representatives on the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and an anti-terrorism investigative panel for the French government. Madsen has some 20 years experience in security issues. U.S. naval officer, managed computer systems for the Navy, National Security Agency. It goes on and on. He's also one of the founding members of EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a true defender of online liberty and free speech. But for those that don't know, recapping, Wayne, before we get into other issues, I just want to get you here while we can before you leave the U.S. Into some type of respite to write your book to expose these people that you've been out ferreting out corruption, and now you're getting confirmed reports through the State Department, through a major international media source and a foreign embassy, that the White House wants you to know that they may have you killed any day. Wayne Madsen, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex. I would add to that that some of those threats have now been confirmed by sources in Chicago. So they keep continuing. The confirmations, anyway, keep continuing.
Just to recap it, tell folks about the specific conduits of the threats, and then let's get more into Obama and his CIA background that has got them so hopping mad.
Well, I was told by a major media person here for a very large foreign newspaper, who's, of course, many of these foreign journalists in Washington are closely connected to their embassies, and within their embassies, of course, are a lot of intelligence people. As a favor, he told me that the people at the embassy wanted me to know that the White House wanted to kill me. I mean, and I said, are you being metaphorical here? He says, no, I mean it. So that was followed up by a source within the State Department who basically said the same thing using the words, you're a marked man. So those kinds of things I don't think can be taken lightly, especially after we've seen so many, and I've investigated many of these unexplained suspicious deaths, like the wife of the White House aide, Ashley Turton, former aide to the Secretary of Air Force, Jack Wheeler, found in a landfill in Wilmington. Ashley Turton burned up in her car here on Capitol Hill. And I mean, the list goes on and on, how many of these suspicious deaths I've myself investigated.
Yeah, it's been said that D.C. Hookers are as ubiquitous as water fountains. I think hitmen are as ubiquitous as water fountains as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the history of this town from, you know, the Vince Foster case to, you know, it just goes on and on. There's so many, and many of them have just wound up as cold in the cold case files of the police.
So you're
department.
Leaving because it's a lot easier for them to kill you there. I mean, they could shoot Vince Foster, put the wrong gun in his hand, no blood at the scene, have Hillary cleaning his office with carpet cleaners, keeping the police out. I mean, they can kill people in plain view there, and it's so corrupt that they can basically Arkanside you if they want. So you're getting out of there just so you're not as easy as a target.
Yeah, I mean, we had during the Bush administration, I think it was back in 2003, we had two people do a swan dive off of major landmarks here in Washington, the State Department employee off the roof of the State Department, and a guy who used to be an intelligence official for the CIA took a swan dive off the Watergate. I mean, both of these were reported as just, you know, unfortunate suicides by the Washington Post, which I call the compost.
How many floors up are you at your condo? Because I can see that it's a foggy day there in D.C. because you're shooting this from out on your balcony.
It is foggy. This is 13 stories up. Not a good number, is it? Very unlucky. But anyway, at least I could get it. I'm assured of getting a decent signal here because the AT&T cell tower is literally a few blocks away. So that services the Pentagon. So unless they want to interfere with their own communications, they won't interfere with mine.
That's right. We got a better video Skype connection with you today. But we hope that before you try to leave town, you don't try to become a bird and fly off that balcony right there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to get in this building. The security here is pretty good, but from the vantage point, now over my shoulder, you can see the white. You know, we've got the Washington Monument and the White House down below there, and it's amazing what you see, especially at night with the helicopter traffic flying around. I often see Obama's Marine One shooting back and forth.
When I was there in D.C. last, we went to some of the restaurants in Georgetown at night, and there were the cream of American beauties. I mean, these were truly beautiful women, much more beautiful than you know you see even on TV and things, getting in limos, getting in cars, Secret Service saying, don't videotape this. We'd be sitting there eating dinner trying to, you know, videotape it as shots of corruption going on. I mean, are the hookers and the young women of America flocking more to D.C. than they do to L.A. to be in porn?
Well, I think we see that with the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, this kind of nexus between Hollywood and Washington. We get all the celebrities here going, you know, it's a mixture of politics and entertainment, and certainly there is sort of an axis between Washington and Hollywood.
Yeah, so the globalists not only rob us in Washington, it's turned into a giant honey trap to suck in all the young women who don't have a future as a professor or a scientist or a doctor, but they've got a future taking care of world leaders, and if they ever complain about it, they'll just burn up in their car or be hung from the neck until dead, because America's run by the good guys, Wayne. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into, well, specifically, did these sources say they're mad about the Obama-CIA connection you're ferreting, or is that your gut? I mean, did they let you know what it is that they're upset about?
Yeah, it's basically the CIA connection. I mean, I think that is their Achilles heel. They've been dealing with the birth certificate issue for quite some time. They seem to have all kinds of pat answers for that. But the CIA connection, his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, his grandparents, who looked like they actually predated the CIA and worked for the Office of Strategic Services during World War II, the OSS. Well, we've got basically a biography of Obama and his family that's been concocted by some very good fiction writers up, I would assume, up at Langley.
Then we've got his dad, who had a British intel connection, didn't he?
Yeah, Barack Sr., of course, came to the United States as part of the Airlift Africa program, the CIA's program to influence new leaders of newly independent African countries to compete with the Soviets, who were doing the same thing at the People's Friendship University in Moscow, which later became Patrice Lumumba University.
And just everybody you look at, it just continues with this guy totally hooked in with these intelligence groups. And you look at his cabinet now, it's all the very same families that were in intelligence at the time with his mommy.
Oh, absolutely. Tim Geithner, his father worked, was the boss for Obama's mother. Very small world, isn't it?
Certainly is. Let's come back and look more into this. Also, get your view on what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa, what's happening with the economy. Wayne Madsen, we're interviewing him while we can before he evacuates the United States so they don't kill him. Some of the headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. S&P moves, U.S. outlook to negative, gold hits new record. Cables reveal State Department, CIA, NGOs fomenting Syrian unrest. Same reports confirm Libya, North Africa, of course, not just with Libya, but with Egypt. Obama pushes Chinese-style internet ID system. I got to some of this yesterday, but it's one thing to know they've been setting this up. To have them openly come out and say you're going to have a government ID to surf the web, to have a bank account, and that the government's going to track everything you do, and the government's going to have the ID codes to all of your files. Just incredible. By the way, since I bring that up, before we get back into Obama and the CIA background, formerly with the NSA and a computer expert, Wayne Madsen, what do you make of this incredible new Chinese-style internet ID system with the admissions that it's going to track everything you do? And the White House said it's voluntary, but even CNET and Wired Magazine said that's not true. This is a forced system once they get it in place.
Well, yeah, this is a typical example of what I call function creep or mission creep. The White House is saying, well, it's to prevent identity theft. But as we've seen with all these other initiatives from the government in the past, what they say and what they ultimately do with these new systems is very invasive. And I would I know that some of my old colleagues from when I worked at Epic are on this story, and I agree that this is just like back during the Clinton administration when they were pushing this government encryption system called the Clipper chip. They said, "Oh, this is to protect, you know, protect your electronic funds transfers and things like that." Yet the government would hold the key, and there was a huge battle over that. And here we go again with another initiative, and it looks like you look at Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Department, and the people that Obama has put in these national security positions, and all of them, every single one of them, are for massive surveillance systems. It's in some respects, it's actually worse than Bush. And here with this Internet ID, here we have an example of an initiative that was never even tried by the previous administration. And I never thought I'd say that Obama would be worse than Bush in some respects, but he absolutely is in many respects. Freedom of information, this new thing with the Internet, and countland, and you know, starting a third war where Bush had two wars going, Obama now has three wars going.
But we know, not giving Obama an out, I mean, it's fun to dislike him, he is a distasteful teleprompter reading liar, it's that the globalists are further down the road for this new global banking empire known as the New World Order. They're committed. They've committed so many crimes that they've got to either prevail or they're going to fall, and fall hard. And so I would imagine whatever new fake Republican savior they put in, if it's not Ron Paul, if it's Donald Trump or Mitt Romney, people are going to be amazed how bad they are, because it's all just a continuation. It's a continuity of agenda.
What this construct, I think, runs the risk of, they may be hit by a ton of bricks, and I'm being sort of tongue-in-cheek here, BRICS being the new a pact of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and now South Africa. They are basically, if you listen to their government leaders, they're saying, we are out to stop the Western control over international finances through the IMF, through the World Bank, through the G20, through the G8, and they're making no bones about it, the fact that they don't like the fact that so much international monetary policy is set blocks from the White House at the IMF and World Bank headquarters. They're calling for an end to that. And these are burgeoning economies where the U.S. and Britain and France are collapsing economies.
That's right. The West has even lost its will to have children. We have a corrupt elite who socially engineered us to be servile and dumb, but so we would be more manageable. But once you do that, zombies don't reproduce. Zombies aren't creative. And so the zombie world, run by the zombie kings of the New World Order, are trying this last gasp attempt to set up their world empire with the senile, stumbling Soros at the top of it, openly, you know, saying how proud he is that he helped round up Jews as a collaborator. I mean, these are very, very sick people, but they've got nuclear weapons.
Well, they do, and you know, I mean, we look at what the U.S. is doing around the world in this projection of military strength, the military aggression. I've heard no one say, "Wait a minute, here we've got a country that has no respect for international law with weapons of mass destruction." I haven't heard anyone say, "Well, maybe they should be removed from these people."
All right, stay there, Wayne Madsen. I want to, in one more segment with you, get your intel on what's really happening in the Middle East, North Africa. I mean, now it's just admitted that the West financed the whole thing. Incredibly criminal. Overthrowing their old favorite dictator, Mubarak. Where that goes next. The Saudis saying they're going to cut oil output, that they've been double-crossed by the West. We'll talk about it all.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
All right, we're going back to Wayne Madsen here in a moment. Then I'm getting into Saudis slash oil output. Standard & Poor's says the outlook for the dollar's AAA rating is being downgraded. This is really serious news. It's all happening. And I've said it a million times, I'll say it again. It's one thing to intellectually know this. It's another thing to actually now see it unfolding. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. We're in for the fight of our lives against tyranny. We got a good chance of winning if people take action. Before I go back to Wayne, don't forget, this radio broadcast, the radio, TV studios, the books, the films, everything we do on the front lines of the info war is possible because of your support, of our sponsors, of our local AM and FM affiliates, but also by purchasing the books, videos, T-shirts, and other materials at InfoWars.com. Plus, those books, those videos will heighten your awareness. Then you can pay it forward. Give the book to friends and family that you've read. Make copies of all the films that I have made or that I have produced. Get those out to everyone you know. The power of an individual passing information on is incredible. The globalists have to reapply their lies, reapply their propaganda, their confusion. The truth, an ounce of truth, devastates 1,000 pounds of lies. All we've got to do is carry the ball. We've got a lot of great T-shirts like the V for Victory, You Are the Resistance shirt, limited edition. Get that while supplies last. We're not going to be reprinting those. We also have the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirt if you want that. We're not going to make any more of those. A lot of the T-shirts we're now putting out are limited edition. If you want those, they're available. Also, we've got Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, excellent book, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We've got that at InfoWars.com. And when you get that book with Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, perfect book to wake people up who are, you know, beginners. Great information with these documents. You get one of my best-selling films that you choose for free on top of it. We have a lot of other great books and videos as well available at InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free and ask about the different combos and specials and order via the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We don't have George Soros funding us. We don't have News Corps, the federal government, funding us with your tax money. You know, the IRS comes and puts a gun to your head and says, give us your money. We're going to pay it to the private Federal Reserve. That's where it all goes. It's all the other taxes that pay for the government. Or we're going to send a SWAT team. And then they come out and demonize people that speak up for liberty. You voluntarily vote with your dollars to support us. And even if you don't have a red cent to buy my films or the books or the T-shirts, the films are free online. Get them. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire. Email them out to everybody you know. Don't take these high-quality, high-production-value, powerful, info-filled films and just take it for granted. Get them out to everybody you know. Spread the word about the free podcast that now upwards of 400,000 people a day download. The free audio streams that upwards of 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 some days people listen to the live streams. The local stations you're listening to. That's how we reach more people, is you paying it forward. That's why the system is so scared of us. That's why they're demonizing us, because they know we're telling the truth. They know we understand the left-right paradigm, and the system is scared. So please think about supporting us every day by at least spreading the word about the broadcast. That's the most important thing that you can do. Going back to Wayne Madsen here for the rest of this segment, then I'm getting into financial news and world news. And this is one of the biggest news days, most important news days I've ever seen. We're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls in the next hour. But Wayne, getting into your view, your take, the breakdown on what's happening in the Middle East, we know it's globalist-backed, but the larger question is why? What is the end game? Wayne Madsen.
Well, I saw what happened in North Africa, starting in Tunisia and then in Egypt and then spreading to Libya and now Syria. Look, we had riots against the austerity measures being imposed by the IMF in Greece. We saw general strikes in Spain and in Portugal. We saw mass demonstrations in Italy. This, of course, these demonstrations went south on the Mediterranean coast. They affected Tunisia and Egypt and now Syria. And what we're seeing is an attempt by from these latest cables that have been released, the U.S. backing the Syrian opposition, the CIA giving them money, USAID, the Soros-connected NGOs, just like we saw after the initial uprising in Libya. How what these elitists are trying to do is ensure a soft landing. They want to make sure that whoever comes in after Gaddafi or Mubarak or Ben Ali in Tunisia or Assad in Syria is somebody they can they can deal with, somebody they've nurtured. And here we have in Syria the fact that the groups that have been funded by the CIA and USAID and the NGOs, have these groups are based in London. That reminds me of one Ahmad Chalabi, the Iraqi National Congress, living in the most expensive neighborhood in London, who was being groomed to take over from Saddam Hussein. The other thing these countries have in common, I would note, Mubarak, Assad, and Gaddafi, and Ben Ali in Tunisia were all covert partners of the CIA and its rendition and torture program. And now we've basically thrown these guys out, and we obviously want to replace them with somebody who will keep up this phony war on terrorism. And the other thing, I predicted this, that these North African rebellions would start heading south into sub-Saharan Africa. We're seeing that play out right now. Massive mutiny underway in Burkina Faso. We're seeing demonstrations in Gabon and in Uganda against the U.S.-supported dictator there. So we are seeing these rebellions spread to the south, to Black Africa.
In Saudi Arabia, what's happening in Yemen, Bahrain? Because our sources inside big oil companies, Lindsey Williams and others, 6 months ago said there's going to be a destabilization in the Middle East, North Africa. It's going to lead to $150 a barrel oil or more. The Saudis are going to be double-crossed. They've invested in the dollar. As the world moves away from the dollar, the West isn't just going to cheat them out of their T-bills by devaluing them. They're also going to basically overthrow them. An end of this 100 years of British intelligence officers being the Saudi royal family, you know, Bedouins they gave a crown to and some machine guns and hand grenades and said, you're the king. Since our sources said this 6 months ago, we've seen the Saudis run to Russia, run to China. They're openly talking about a double cross. Normally, during an economic situation like this, they would increase output. Now they're saying they're going to slash output with a sarcastic statement about saying market is oversupplied as oil prices surge towards record prices. What do you make of all of this? And from your research, do you have anything that backs that up, that there's a plan by the globalists to basically overthrow not just friends like Mubarak, but other seedy, sickening, inbred scum like the Saudis?
Oh, I think that's always in the cards. Right now, I think the U.S. is trying to protect its military interests in the Gulf region, the support we've shown for the regime in Bahrain, which hosts a U.S. Naval base, the headquarters of the 5th Fleet. I think right now we're trying to shore up those regimes. But the deputy Chinese foreign minister said something very interesting at the BRICS summit on Hainan Island in southern China. He said that there are other countries who he would not name who have asked to join this anti-NATO, anti-EU, anti-US new grouping of nations that are basically positioning themselves to pick up the pieces after the collapse of this American empire. And I would not be surprised if the reason he didn't mention the names of the countries, I would think that maybe Saudi Arabia could be one of them. Certainly, I would think Turkey, which is a growing regional power politically and economically, is also a country that would like to divorce itself from the United States go with this new alignment.
Isn't that, though, part of the globalist grand strategy? These giant capital pits run by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses. Because we see their minion Geithner 2 years ago in China, and now again 2 weeks ago, saying, yes, we're looking at something that's an alternative to the dollar. We like this. And the globalists that have used America are basically done with us now. They've run up our credit card. They've destroyed our name while carrying out their operations. And so now they're basically hedging their bet, moving more in an alignment with the BRIC nations. I mean, look at the bailout of General Motors. Billions to Brazil to build plants, billions to Eastern Europe, billions to China. I mean, the people running Washington are basically sinking this ship and now jumping on the new ship they've outfitted, the BRICS.
Well, they may want to join up, but I listened to, for example, the Brazilian finance minister, the trade minister of South Africa. They all had the same line, basically. They don't like the fact the U.S. is flooding the world with cheap dollars. They don't like quantitative easing. They're blaming the Western banks for causing the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And it's quite clear what they're talking about. They're saying the day where these old white guys sit in Geneva and London and New York and call the shots, and here in Washington, that those days are over. And I think that the mere fact that, you know, whatever Geithner's saying, he's trying to protect himself. But I think this is also a cultural thing. And let's face it, I mean, these countries several decades ago were third world nations, and now they're growing in stature. And I think there's a bit of an
But it was the globalist
here.
That passed the tax laws to incentivize moving to those countries. What I'm pointing out is this has always been part of the larger stratagem to bring the U.S. and Europe down and then move it into this new system. And sure, the president of Brazil and others, they put out rhetoric that's popular. It's kind of like El Baradei saying we'll have war with Israel when it's known that he's on this international council with Soros and General Jones and, you know, all the rest of them. So, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I mean, it's been the globalist that helped put these current elites basically into power in the BRICS nations you're talking about, with the exception of Russia. Now, Russia is the big wild card. What do you see happening with Russia?
Well, we don't know how this presidential election is going to play out. Clearly, Dmitry Medvedev, the current president, is a favorite of these Western institutions. They do not like Vladimir Putin, the prime minister. So there's talk of maybe a race between the two, but they're supposed to be partners. They're being very coy about their future political plans, unless they're just trying to play the world for suckers and saying, yeah, I think that we're going to have a race against one another, when in fact I think Putin's very popular in Russia, and I think Putin will probably run for president and be and get his old job back.
Oh, absolutely. They're putting on a fake fight. He put Medvedev in there to be his placeholder so he could come back later. And anybody that buys into the fact that these two are fighting with each other really hasn't done any geopolitical research. I think Michael Corleone in The Godfather says, you know, you don't think you could fool a Corleone with that trick. Well, it doesn't take a Corleone to know what's going on here.
Oh, right. But I think what we're seeing is a sort of a realignment of these old structures. I think after the collapse, I think the collapse of the American Empire is a foregone conclusion. We're just like the Roman Empire that sent its legions out to the periphery as Rome itself was collapsing. It's a fool's errand. We're striking out at Libya. We're still sending drones into Pakistan when their government said stop. We said we don't care what you think. We're going to continue to do it. These are the death throes of a dying regime, and I think obviously after the collapse we're going to see a major realignment. We're going to see new regional powers being developed.
Sure. In closing, great points. When do you see this realignment happening? It looks like it may even be starting right now with reports of Standard & Poor's downgrading and saying that they don't see a good future for our AAA rating. They're saying that they now have a negative outlook on the AAA rating in the future.
There's even reports in Washington about there's a move to maybe repudiate our national debt. But I think if any of that happens, if we're junk bond rated or there's a repudiation, we're talking about the end of this party here. That's been a party for these wealthy fat cats for so many years.
Well, they're certainly setting up a police state, though, to try to suppress us. They're certainly doing a rear guard action or trying to secure their home base. And the natives here are getting pretty restless.
Well, we saw what happened in the state capitals, and this is very much in line with what I heard from a former Obama administration financial advisor in November. He said what will happen in the United States won't be like Greece or Spain or Portugal or Iceland. It'll be more state by state, and sure enough, we're seeing the states cutting back implementing austerity measures, and then the people getting out and demonstrating and mass.
But notice, nothing is ever cut from the banksters or the lion's share of the fake debt. The Republicans won't talk about it. Democrats won't talk about it. Nobody will touch the real authors of our problems. They want to scapegoat it off onto welfare moms, and you could throw all of them into a bottomless pit. This problem wouldn't even be handled.
Right, it's a kabuki dance, what we see between Paul Ryan and Barack Obama and Geithner. This is all for consumption. This is for the Sunday morning talking head shows. They do get behind closed doors. They know what they're doing, and they're practicing what I call financial alchemy. You know, they're trying to make things out of nothing, and of course, we the American people are the last ones to know about this. What goes on behind closed doors. But all this jockeying for position with John Boehner and all these other characters, saying, we're not going to do that. Look, they didn't shut down the government. They won't shut down the government. They've got a budget. It's gonna hurt the people who are really not in a position to be hurt any more than they already are. But this is the austerity moves that we saw in Europe. I was told by this Obama official who resigned. He said, I'm never going to give them any more money again. He was a financial contributor. But he said in the U.S. it's going to be a state-by-state uprising. And we've certainly seen that happen.
And have you now seen this? Have you seen this, in closing, this chilling propaganda on radio, TV about how great Lincoln was and how the feds may have to come in against the states again, and the states have no rights, and if the states try to have any power over their lives, that the feds are going to deal with them? I mean, it looks like they are getting the public ready for some type of John Warner Defense Authorization Act provision with this 10-member governor council to try to come in here and federalize things.
Well, it's a sesquicentennial of the Civil War, so we have this Robert Redford movie out now, The Conspirators. It's getting a lot of attention about the plot to kill Lincoln. It should be remembered that the conspirators, Mary Surratt and the others, were tried and found guilty by military commissions. So we had military commissions passing these sentences, death sentences, against civilians. What are they trying to tell us?
It's incredible. And at the same time, Obama's announcing he'll have secret commissions try you and execute you in kangaroo courts. Wayne Madsen, getting out of Dodge. We look forward to interviewing you once you get to your new home base, your new rebel base. We've been to the base at, I guess, Tantooine, and it's been abandoned for some time. All right, we'll talk to you again soon. WayneMadsenReport.com. It's amazing how the media spins this. Here's the Bloomberg headline. Gold falls as some investors sell following advance to record high price. And the media is like, oh, gold's falling. Gold today is up, and this was as of about a minute ago, $7.40. It's up a couple $100 just in the last few months. Silver is exploding in price. The dollar, the euro are down. Standard & Poor's is saying the outlook is now negative in their projection for the AAA rating of the dollar. The Chinese last week announced that they're going to dump even more dollars and cut back what they're buying. The Federal Reserve is now monetizing over 70% of the fake debt. The BRICS nations are announcing that the dollar's going under. The Saudis are running to the Russians and Chinese in fear, announcing they're going to cut oil production. That'll increase prices. And Obama is in the news saying S&P outlook means nothing. He says, headline, Obama plays down S&P outlook change. They have orchestrated all of this. And meanwhile, George Soros is running around saying he's our savior when he's one of the main honchos. I mean, that'd be like if you pulled up to your house and I was on the roof pouring gasoline on it, and then I lit it, jumped off the roof and ran up and said, hey, aren't you glad I'm helping you with your house? And if you're in a suit or an old man, people would bow down and say, thank you for burning it down, because you talk slow and are an old man. It's just incredible to watch it. And you have a gullible, decadent public begging to be hurt. Now, my listeners, though, are part of the remnant that's awakening the rest of the population and understand what's happening. But here's the London Telegraph. We view silver as gold on steroids. Silver is better bet than gold in the current precious metals bull run and has been described as gold on steroids by one manager. Ted, with all of this happening, I was actually shaken today. Not in fear, just more in a adrenaline rush. Just instinctive awakening when I saw the Saudis cutting oil production with the shot across the bow to the globalists, who they know are trying to overthrow them, that, there's not enough demand and there's too much oil. And the S&P announcement, and then Geithner saying Friday and then again over the weekend on the news shows, if you try to not raise the debt ceiling and if you try to cut anything, you're going to cause the default. When they're the authors of it, going back to Clinton, getting rid of Glass-Steagall, and they're the authors of it, and Standard & Poor's said they're lowering our outlook because we're going to raise the debt ceiling, they believe, and because of the debt. So they do it out in the open with the gasoline cans, and now they tell us if the fire department pulls up and tries to put it out, that that's going to cause the house to collapse. Ted Anderson.
Well, I mean, there you go. You're pretty much spelling it out. I mean, there are actually two major bond rating companies here in the United States. One is Moody's, and the other one is Standard & Poor's. Of course, everybody knows who Standard & Poor's is because they look at the S&P 500, which is Standard & Poor's 500 index. Alex, we can't afford the debt that we have right now at the low interest we have. I mean, they're looking at a government shutdown right now.
That's right. I should have technically explained this. Geithner says we need to lose our AAA rating. That's going to save us because he's an offshore bankster who wants to rob us more and who holds the government hostage. When we lose a AAA rating, it will double or triple on average the interest, and then we are completely fried, and Geithner's telling us it's good.
Yeah, he might be telling us that it's good, but anybody that has anything that's interest-bearing out there, Alex, is going to crush. I mean, it's going to destroy portfolios in the bond market, in the stock market. It's going to be people that are sitting in utilities to have interest.
Now, Geithner is a criminal saboteur holding the country hostage, and the general public's going to love it. Look, America wants to be judged. America hates itself for the 50 million abortions and should. And so don't worry. God is going to let demonic little sniveling elves like Geithner literally eat your guts out of your belly while you're awake. Give Ted Anderson a call if you want the life preserver, gold and silver, 800-686.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headline up at prisonplanet.com. It's about to be posted at infowars.com. Veteran broadcaster Lou Dobbs calls out Geithner on threats to Congress. Treasury Secretary suggested Armageddon is around the corner if administration's policies are not implemented. And their policies are the policies causing the default. But as I said years ago, right as they destroy the dollar by design, they will then jump around and blame. Just like smooth hauling, we were already in depression, then they blamed some tariffs after the fact on the depression. They'll probably blame the Second Amendment for the depression they've engineered. Ted Anderson, this is big medicine, what's happening right now. I mean, I was shaken up today, and not even in a fearful way, just more of, whoa, shaking in anticipation that it's now arriving. It's now happening. I mean, the geopolitical ramifications of this are earth-shattering. And the average yuppie I talk to says, I don't care if the dollar gets devalued. What's that mean to me? I'm not in the currency markets. Everything is tied to it. As it begins to hyperinflate, prices are going to explode. The economy is going to go into cardiac arrest. And people that say, well, don't worry, it'll cause some more factories to get built here. Yeah, after years into the depression, it may cause some actual factories, but it's a global depression because of global fiat currency coordinated devaluations by the coterie of scam artists, international bankers with their derivatives, fractional reserved poppycock. And so it's a global depression. Then they'll offer their new world government and all these new taxes as the solution. And most of the dumb yuppies, led by people like the scammer Donald Trump, are going to fall down on their knees and worship it and beg for it. I mean, Ted, we're in danger from the mindless horde out there of apprentice watchers. We're in grave danger.
Well, that's true. If you don't have gold and silver, there isn't anybody's portfolio out there that isn't in danger. If you've saved your money at all, and if you have it in the bank, stocks, I don't care, real estate, if you're not protecting yourself now, I don't know what you need other than a big old billy club over the head to tell you that there is real trouble here. I mean, the S&P downgrading the United States debt, I mean, that hasn't happened. I mean, that brings us back to the continental currency, which is why we started trading gold and silver as money in the first place. The United States is in trouble with this one. This is a big, big deal. And to raise the interest rates and to cause the deficit to grow even further because of it is just going to be another nail in the coffin. It's really going to affect people that are retired, living on Social Security, pensions, anybody that has savings. I mean, it just covers everything out there. And for those of you who want to work for wages like Mexicans do or people in China, yeah, it's good for you, all right. It makes absolutely
no sense.
Oh,
they want to get hurt. They love it. And you know what? I'm sad this is going to happen to America. But all the arrogant, weak people who have who've been living off the bravery of the founding fathers and our ancestors, they are now going to get to find out what it's really like. But they're so weak-minded, they're going to join the hordes of the New World Order to come rob what's left of the middle class to then give it to Soros and others. Back to what he did as a young man, helping round up and arrest people. I mean, we're headed up against pure evil. I mean, I hope folks understand they're going to set up class warfare here in America.
Yeah, they sure are. It's not going to be good. It's going to be like what I've seen in Argentina. They went through this. There were families living in the doorways, little kids huddled under thin, wool blankets.
That was 10 years after their implosion. Washington Post and others reported a week into the total collapse with no food on the shelves. Good-looking conservative families in ragged suits like a cartoon, with the sleeves all ripped, when a truck tumped over with cattle running up like vampires, just gobbling raw meat. I mean, that's what it turns into. But imagine now, all the welfare people, automatic weapons, get the American people. Forward, TSA! America's ours! George Soros is our flag! Hell is here!
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to open the phones up and cover a mass of key news here in the third and final hour. The toll-free number on any subject you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I am committing to start taking more calls because I just enjoy them. And some days I'm going to have first-time callers, other days free-for-all. Other days I'm going to say just calls from the Middle East this hour on this subject, or just calls from Europe, or just calls from military. You know, we've done some of that over the years, but when I listen back to old shows, we get such amazing information and perspective. Or just calls from Australia on the subject of half your farmland being made off limits as part of a new carbon tax. Because it's one thing if I read an article to you. It's another thing to actually hear it from the people. By the way, they're coming out with the new internet kill switch / internet ID White House run tracking taxation system, now announced in your face. Just incredible news on that front. Obama pushes Chinese style internet ID system, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got other amazing news dealing with the fact that $431 billion a year is spent just on CPAs. That's bigger than the GDP of most big countries. and the CPAs have been bought off. The federal laws have changed where they're creatures of the IRS, and so they won't even give you your regular write-offs. If you don't have a top CPA doing your taxes, then they audit you and come after you for stuff that's supposedly able to be written off. Real tax rate in this country is about 45%. Income tax. And there's all the other federal taxes, the gas taxes, the state taxes, the income, state income taxes. The average American is paying around 50%. That's the people you hear on the news that are paying no taxes. They're talking about income taxes. Around half don't pay those. But you pay it in what everybody passes on to you. But you're paying all those other taxes. People that are paying income taxes, oh, you're talking 60, 70, 80%. But the ultra rich are completely immune and pay almost no tax overseas, just like General Electric, Google pay zero or 2.4. And they're the ones lobbying for the new taxes on you. Direct taxes, like the insurance companies writing the healthcare law to lower the quality of care, to not let doctors practice medicine, and to force you to get their product. And then if you're an insider, you pay a payment and it's waived. I mean, that is the greatest form of economic discrimination you can imagine. But see, we're only trained that discrimination is calling somebody a name. But real discrimination is unfair playing field. And so don't worry, blue-collar people out there losing your jobs. If you really think taking the rich people's money is going to fix things, they've done the math on it, it would pay for 3.5 months of the budget. If you took all the wealth inside the U.S., 3.5 months. But the Republicans are putting that number out. It's true to a point. And we're going back to Ted briefly, then your calls. Here's the big lie. They're not counting the 3 to 4 times the wealth of U.S. money offshore that's exempt through the loopholes. They're not talking about that. And they're not talking about the banker bailout money that's in the tens of trillions. They're talking about domestic money. I mean, I heard people on CNN yesterday going, yeah, we need to tax these other you know, TV anchors that are making $1 million a year. Yeah, that'll fix it. Yeah, take all the baseball people money, all the movie stars, all the guy that owns a car wash down the street or a chain of restaurants, you know, the guy living in a big mansion. Those are nouveau riche. They're the blood of a country. They buy things. They spend their money. These multi-billionaire globalists that control trillions in assets, they're all like Scrooge McDuck. They want to wreck economies. Folks, get more sophisticated. All right, I'm going to stop ranting because I want to get to Larry, JJ, Damon, Chip, Skyler, and others. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I wanted to get you on and then only had you on for about a minute because I was ranting. I want to put on screen here for people Forbes. And this itself is a deception. The permanent fund that UT has, when I started looking at it 15 years ago, was about $30 billion, then $50 billion, then $80 billion. Last time I looked, not their assets, their oil fields, their land, the tax money they get, not their pension areas, but the actual liquid separate cash is over $100 billion, richest university in the world. Now, they just raised tuition, they're raising parking fees, everything, because the school is a facade. I'm sorry for folks that have been conned by it. Just admit you've been conned. The big stadium and all that's a facade. That's only a few percentage points of their real business models. They're an inside tax-free organization, just like all the other globalist ops. That's why they promote world government and this whole system. They just bought $1 billion on top of hundreds of millions they bought, I saw last year. We'll put it back on screen. Forbes, University of Texas endowment holds $1 billion in gold, or 5% of its portfolio. They got a lot more than $20 billion. But the issue here is, what are they doing with that in their permanent fund? Now, expanding on that, China's buying gold. Everybody else is buying gold. They've been trying to suppress the paper market. I've gone through this whole rant. I want to go to calls. But, Ted, briefly, we saw gold go way up again today before retreating a little bit, still back over $7. Tell us where silver is. And then briefly, because you buy it when it's lower, but then it sells out as it keeps going up. You've got gold and silver at the lower price from when it was lower. Folks can get in a time machine, but they've got to call you and get involved now and do what the gangsters that run UT and what Muammar Gaddafi knows and what all these people know. Gold and silver is the king. Even as Soros admitted, the world is moving away from the dollar with oil, gold and silver already operating as the new world reserve currency, beating the dollar. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. I mean, people that have half a brain can figure out that the United States is printing way, way, way too much money to and we're inflating the monetary system by so much that you have to diversify yourself with gold and silver. It's not even a choice anymore. That's why you're seeing major countries doing this. And it doesn't surprise me a bit to see some of the big portfolios out there doing it, and the small people should be doing it too, and they are. You know, a lot of people are ordering your videos right now and books and that kind of stuff and getting free silver dollars with them or however.
That's right. You get three silver dollars. Well, that's over $120 value at the, you know, the lowest prices. Free shipping and three films. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame is $60 value. So that's basically $70+ off. And you're getting the silver dollars at a price nobody else can offer. Now, those were 110. They went to 115. Where are they now, Ted?
Still holding them at 115, even though silver's up a bunch more. They'll have to go up. And I'm just, Alex, I don't want to raise the price. I can lose money for a while. I want to get your videos out in people's hands, get people to pass them out, get some silver into people's hands, too. I mean, if people,
folks, Ted gold knows that once, because he's a free market capitalist, not an inside baseball guy like Soros. He actually lives in the real free market and plays by the tilted deck. Ted knows once you hold gold and silver in your paw, you're going to realize that paper is garbage, that physical is king. And so this is a loss leader. The complaining and moaning by the brokers, and I don't blame them. They don't make any money on this, even the tiny amount that they normally do on the other great deals. But Ted, what are some of the other gold and silver deals? Because silver's great. They're calling, what do they call silver in the London Telegraph today? They call it gold on steroids.
Yeah, gold on steroids.
But what are some of the other silver offers that are smoking and gold offers you've got? Because when folks call, the regular deals are great, but these are the specific awesome deals.
Yeah. Well, look, for instance, like the Walking Liberty half dollar right now, $20.61. We also have the survival bags of dimes. Alex, it's 32 now. 32 regular dimes that you carry in your pocket equals one pre-1964 dime. Which means that the silver price has gone up so much that it now takes 32 dimes to buy one. And that number keeps on growing. About 6 months ago, it was 26 dimes to buy one. So that's where it's going. The trend isn't changing. There's so many good buys out there right now, Alex. I just think the survival bag of dimes, people need to have stuff that they can use for barter. I don't think people realize that We're heading toward the kind of collision that could bring our entire society down, and just to the effort to buy food like they had back in the German Weimar Republic is just going to be, you know, you bring in a wheelbarrow full of currency and the grocer is going to want the wheelbarrow.
Ted, that's why I'm freaked out. I've studied history. You studied it. In every case, when you get to this point or even close, it ends up in total bedlam, total depression. And where they're just easing it into it, but using propaganda to make most folks not know why they're not doing well and make them feel like they're by themselves and that everybody else is doing great. This is a giant deception and the best bet out there. And nothing's a silver bullet, but the closest you get to a silver bullet for economic problems is gold and silver. And silver is the, you know, poor man's gold. And it's turning out to even be a better investment overall. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Folks, that's why I'm so freaked out. Every day I wish I was wrong. Every day I wish the globalists weren't doing this. Every day I want to be proven wrong, but we're not. This is by design, and these slimebag crooks are doing this to us, and they don't want you to have silver and gold because they're busy buying it all up for themselves. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. And you know what? If people buy these videos, you might eat for 3 weeks, your whole family, because you have three silver dollars. I mean, you can't beat it.
Well, I mean, look at how much money people have made by getting these. And whatever the coin of the realm is in the future, this just freezes the inflation and you cash it in for whenever you're ready for whatever the other currency is. But more and more, the elites are saying it's going to be gold and silver because they've done concerted global devaluation. They're going to have this new global SDR Bancorp. This is all announced that's partially gold and silver backed. Well, if it's partially gold and silver backed and it's going to be the new coin of the realm, imagine what the real backing system is going to be worth. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
And folks, when I talk about hordes of people under government control robbing the middle class, that's what the globalists plan to do. They plan on keeping people in the dark, taking poor, dumbed down poor people and using them as a weapon against the middle class, saying, get the rich man. And the bankers will sit offshore laughing, hee, hee, hee. We're in a death race. to get out to the general public and explain to them what's happening. The Republicans won't tell them. The Democrats won't tell them. They put out two different fairy tales. Coming up, terrorist tag is sought for drug cartels. And reading over this bill by Lamar Smith, it's also being pushed by Michael McCall. And he's a big globalist. He was Janet Reno's deputy, helped cover up the Waco situation. But he's a good conservative, so everything's fine. Now they want to use terrorism charges against people with drugs. Meanwhile, the CIA has been caught shipping in drugs. The big bank's laundering it. It's a total sick joke. So we're going to be going over that. More on the $431 billion now a year that Americans spend on CPAs. See, only in America do they make a Byzantine tax system you can't figure out, paid to the private Federal Reserve. If you go to 30 CPAs, you'll get 30 different answers. And in the last 5 years, they put all the CPAs under new federal regulations where they're liable. Not just you, so they won't give you any of the exemptions, and basically just hand all your money over to the IRS, and if you don't pay them to do this, then the IRS will come audit you and make stuff up and pay it to the Federal Reserve. All right, I said I'd get to that later. $431 billion. That's quite a payoff to this criminal class. See, the globalists are masters at helping people make money out of crime. Out of fraud. Just like the banksters openly gave the word for the realtors and the appraisers to have people lie on their forms. It's all a system of fraud. And it benefits the globalists, not you or I. Larry in Michigan, then JJ, Damon, Chip, Skyler, and others. You're on the air, Larry. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Alex. A couple things. I'll try to be quick. I know you're awful busy, but I'd like to see you do expose on the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I mean, what's to know? I mean, there's a completely anti-American, anti-free speech, deceptive, pathetic group that says that if you have silver or gold, you know, at your own company that you create, it's totally legal, that you're a terrorist. I mean, these people are basically the Soviet Red Army.
Well, yeah, and, you know, years ago, I guess that guy that runs that was in some kind of devious sexual deal, too, you know.
Well, that is in his divorce, but for me, that's not even the issue. The issue is it came out in lawsuits where the FBI released one document blacked out, part of it, and then in lawsuits years later in another state, they released the same document with the other area blacked out. So the lawyer that was involved, Jesse Trinidou, could combine the two and find out what was going on, and it was the FBI, ATF, and Southern Poverty Law Center running Elohim City, not infiltrating the white supremacists, running it. And when Carol Howell, one of their informers, tried to expose the plan to go ahead with the bombing, they indicted her. And you know the rest of the story. So, I mean, they're a very sinister organization.
Okay, number two point. You know, I remember years ago, I'm old enough, I remember John Kennedy being on television saying it is essential to the security of the United States that we drill for oil in Alaska. And we spent billions of dollars putting a pipeline up there. And 85% of that goes to Japan.
That's right, because everything is a rigged game. We live in an engineered society. Globally, they have standardized rules on light bulb wattage, toilet sizes. It's all on tobacco rules. And everything's been standardized. And you tell the average yuppie, hey, there's a global infrastructure, global standardization that's admitted. They go, no, there's not. No one's in power over me. There's nothing going on. And when it's all admitted. And it's global standardization by a group of abject criminals.
Well, I agree with you. You know, but when you listen to the media on TV, you know, that nothing like that will ever come out, you know.
Well, more and more it comes out. They go, hey, we're looking at studies to put lithium in the water to make you happy and behave. Now I'm seeing articles every week with the news going, maybe the government should drug the water. Got news for you. They already are. That's why so many Americans in big cities cannot get upset. I mean, 50 years ago, CPS came and take somebody's kid, wrong or right, people fight back. Now they just happily let their kid go because they're brain damaged, sir. They're chemically under assault. The general public are mind-numb zombies. Those of us that would have been particularly exceptional are now just average and able to think. Those that were just average are mentally retarded. Talk to the general public. They're retarded. They don't have any instincts, any street sense, nothing. They're zombies already. It's a nation of demonic zombies who want to be hurt bad. And the globalists are going to deliver. They're going to give you what you want, zombies. They're going to hurt you bad. Anything else, Larry, non-zombie?
No, thank you. I'll let you take care of the rest of the guys.
Thank you. I mean, look, America is an evil country. We're also a good country, but by and large, we're evil. We'll be right back with more. Nothing yet, and that's a double-edged sword. You ain't seen nothing yet from the globalists, and you ain't seen nothing yet from the American people and free humanity worldwide. We did our job to expose them while they were positioning this thing and getting it ready and stealing from us, and now they're making their big move, and they think they've got the momentum and the power of the corporate media. They don't. I mean, look at this Fox News headline. Treasury sticks to U.S. economy outlook despite S&P's negative outlook. So the Treasury is sticking by saying the economy's great, despite Standard & Poor's negative outlook, saying that they believe the U.S. is going to lose its AAA rating, which will then pay Geithner and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and George Soros more money. What did Soros say last week? He came out and he said, America can take on more debt. We need to raise taxes. What does the Federal Reserve every time I turn around? We need to raise taxes. Oh, yes, we need to raise taxes on the rich. They mean your neighbor making a quarter mil a year, not their money tax-free offshore. Again, I will continue to repeat this. I will continue like a broken record because the public is starting to get it. I heard Michael Savage talking about the ultra-rich creating socialism to rob the people versus the nouveau riche. I've heard other local hosts now doing it, and finally they're getting it. If we get this out there, liberals will wake up, conservatives will wake up, game over. Mainline Republicans are, let's take all the money away from anybody that makes over $125,000 individually, quarter million couple. That's the rich. And the poor liberals, you know, making $30,000 a year or whatever, they're like, okay, take it from them. You could take all their money, and you would only run the country for 3.5 months. Now, the Republicans tell the truth on that front, but they don't talk about the quadrillions in fake derivatives. They don't talk about the tens of trillions we've paid to back it up. They don't talk about Davos 3 months ago calling for $100 trillion more of Western world's tax money. And so it's very simple, and that's why I get so frustrated. And sometimes people think I'm exaggerating or I'm saying something that sounds wild. I rarely exaggerate. Generally, when things come out later, it's worse than what I said. Like a few weeks ago, I said that taxes cost $50 billion a year to file. Turns out that my memory failed. I looked it up this morning, and I was wrong. It was $50 billion a year just for Texans to file income taxes in an actuary that was done last year. It's now nationwide $431 billion, the federal government and the Commerce Department admit. That's in an article today called the 30-cent tax premium, Wall Street Journal. Not 50 billion. See, sometimes even my brain, I'm going to your calls, cannot get around these numbers. 9 times out of 10, folks, it's worse than what I'm saying. Do you get me? When I tell you the so-called liberals that run this country literally want red terror re-education camps, that's what they promote. And the Republicans are getting conservatives to buy into it, thinking it's for the straw man of the overseas Muslim. The whole thing was set up from the beginning for the American people, and now it's all admitted. It's for gun owners, libertarians, landowners, returning veterans. Get it through your head. Treason came to America. Look, if you got on a plane, walked on board, saw the captain, co-pilot, they take off, suddenly guys jump up, say they're hijacking the plane, they put on the captain's uniforms, do you then salute them and believe that they're the real captain? No. The people running this country have taken it over and hijacked it. They're illegitimate. They're crooks. To cops and military, you better get that through your head. And it's not just Obama. All right, I'm going to your calls. It's just that, to simplify this, Tim Geithner wants us bankrupt. They want us to lose our credit rating. They want to damage the dollar so they can launch the new global Bancorp currency that's digital, that controls all the other currencies. They admit this just 2 weeks ago at the last meeting at Bretton Woods 2 and in all their reports. 2 years ago, Geithner at an economic conference said they're looking at how to get rid of the dollar. They're traitors. They get power while they leveraged out the dollar. Now they're going to get power on the other side of it. They're ruthless. They play both sides, or all three or four sides. People always ask what I'm drinking in these green bottles. It's Topo Chico mineral water from Mexico with a twist of lime. People think I'm drinking beer on air. This is Topo Chico, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever, I'm done ranting. It's just to see him say, if anybody doesn't raise the debt ceiling or if you don't increase taxes, you're going to cause a default. They already defaulted. The vast majority of the Treasury bills are not being bought. The Saudis are cutting output. They're openly saying they're being cheated, like we told you 6 months ago. It's begun. It's begun. And I cannot watch these criminals on TV, the willing whores in the mainstream media, selling us out anymore. I'm not a hero for telling the truth. I've got survival instinct. Lou Dobbs isn't a hero. He's a smart economic guy. Of course he tells you the same thing I'm telling you. Ron Paul's telling you the same thing. It's true. It's facts. We know what's going on. It's ridiculous. It's like watching cops give an armed escort to bank robbers. Of course I'm hopping mad. I'm done with it. And then the bank robbers have a PR firm that goes around demonizing those of us that know what's really going on. All right, I'm done. Nothing but calls till the end. Damon in South Carolina, you're on the air. Then JJ. Go ahead, Damon.
Thanks for taking my call. Alex, I got back from the former Soviet Union Republic of Belarus about a month ago after visiting with my wife's family over there, my wife. This explosion that took place last week, I found it very interesting. I read in an article that, Lukashenko's managed to keep his debt situation under control for the longest time. And then all of a sudden now he's taken a multi-billion dollar loan from Russia, and very curious that he didn't go to the IMF or the World Banks or the George Soros's for his money. He went to Russia.
Well, why do you think Libya's getting overthrown? He buys gold. He made a deal to be peaceful. So they send in Al-Qaeda to overthrow the country.
Yep. So they go in and blow up a subway station, kill a bunch of people, wound countless others, and make them all think that it's like some opposition party to the president.
Well, I've looked some into that, and, we're not completely sure it couldn't have been the government forces that did that, too. I'd say from studying it, 8-9 times out of 10, terror attacks are usually whoever's in power, from Hitler firebombing the Reichstag to starting World War II with Poland, attacking his own military base at Gliwice. But the globalists do fund some of the Muslim extremist groups in the Caucasus to basically try to destabilize the region, and so it could be that as well.
Well, the thing is, Lukashenko won with like 80% of the vote last year in the wintertime, and which was ridiculous. But changing from the subject quickly, because I know you got other people who want to call, I just want to share one thing. I live in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina. We have a sheriff here who is a federalized goon who has all his boys come out and do illegal, unconstitutional checkpoints all over the county every week. I've got caught in three of them in the last 2 months, and it is ridiculous. And
well, the state had to pass a law, and courts ruled in Texas they couldn't do it. But up until 11 years ago when they stopped doing it, I ran into three or four checkpoints, and the cops pull me over and want to search my car, and I'm like, this is illegal, and no, I don't use your products. Leave me alone. And they said, get out, we're searching it. And I said, okay, I'm going to sue you all individually. And they said, all right, get back in your car and go. Cops, you are destroying America. You're not stopping drugs. They're shipped in by the government. And now the state of Texas is getting federal lobbying money to put in DWI checkpoints. That's just their nose under the tent flap. We do not need checkpoints here. The only place you can have checkpoints is on the border. And now it's come out, what we already knew last month, that Obama orders the Border Patrol to not arrest illegals except for small quota times for photo ops. Well, I already know that. I mean, I've been run into by an illegal alien, what was it, 10 years ago. And when the cops came, the cops said, oh, he didn't have any ID. You got insurance, just pay for it. If I ran into somebody who didn't have insurance, I'll guarantee I'd at least get a ticket. I mean, that's what I'm tired of. I'm tired because the cops follow their orders and the system wants the illegals here.
When I got pulled over on Friday night, the deputy sheriff, he was like, license. I'm like, what's this about? He's like, license and registration check. So I gave it to him, and he looked at me. He's like, you upset? I had the wife and kids in the car, and I was going to go off on him about this being unconstitutional and whatnot, but I didn't need him to make an example out of me in front of my wife and kids. But I'll tell you what, we're getting out of here. I don't know where we're going to go, but this is ridiculous, man. They had a dozen deputy sheriffs just standing in the middle of one of the main roads there pulling people over, and the majority of the people they were pulling over are like, oh, thanks for keeping us safe.
Now the TSA, this is an angle I hadn't covered, all over the country, they're not just running checkpoints. They'll have one TSA agent or two or three training the local MJTF, multiple jurisdiction goon force, again, training us to, they're universalizing the police codes under federal control. They're mixing them all together under threat fusion centers. And the big angle here is TSA is going out and training police to start the groping. So next, and to take blood. I forgot that part. And so what's happening here is they are turning them into a federal goon force. And all I can say is go to the county commissioners, go to the city council, complain about it, file a lawsuit. You know, I never told this story because I wanted to see what was going to happen afterwards. I did go through a border, and they were of another country with my family, and without telling me, suddenly my daughter was being groped, and I completely blew up, started screaming in a total commander voice, but I mean, only the real, you never heard it on the radio, folks. I mean, just like, it was, and they had like 20 security people, and I basically stood there and you know, climbed up on the chair and told them how it was and then walked right through. But the point is, I cannot travel now because they didn't tell me they were doing, and all of a sudden they were grabbing one of my daughters, and it was just, boom, it was over. And that's what I'm telling you, is I can't handle it anymore. And I want to travel. I want to go places. I can't because I can't do it. I've still got enough basic instinct to not allow that. I appreciate your call. Finish up, Damon. So he kind of noticed in your eyes you weren't loving the tyranny enough, and he said, you got a problem there, boy? What'd he say to you, Damon?
He said, basically, he was like, you upset about something? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then he was like, what's it about? And I just let it go because I knew. I mean, he had 11 goons backing him
up.
Don't
worry. The bankers are going to take everything he's got, and the government's poisoning his kids, and he loves it.
You know what stinks, Alex, is that I called my representative, Chris Crawford, who's Representative Florence, and Philip Lowe, who's also a representative from that area, and they came back to me and were like, Kenny Boone, the sheriff, whatever he gets off the people, you know, if he gets a legal traffic stop or, you know, finds drug money and stuff, he gets to keep 50%, so he's helped keeping your taxes down by running those checkpoints. That's the state representatives in Columbia, South Carolina, Chris Crawford, Philip Lowe. That's what their comeback is on this. They don't even see that it's unconstitutional, violating the rights of the people.
No, they all know. Look, every real cop I've talked to and I'm talking, I've talked to old famous detectives in L.A. and people, they all know 9/11's an inside job. They all know who ships the drugs, and the government's been caught hundreds of times. It's just a complete joke. It's their chicken feed, like a deer feeder, they put out as an excuse to have open season on everybody. I appreciate your call. J.J. in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, but, man, they're closing in on us, and I'm getting tired of it.
I hear you. I hear you. And I was just thinking you were talking about the TSA, the police agents, or the police, turning into TSA agents. I'm just wondering about all the layoffs. Now, I'm in New Jersey, and they're having, you know, 7 layoffs in my town, and Patterson, 120, Newark, yeah, a whole bunch, and Camden. I mean, the crime's way up, but yet you wonder about if they're not going to be converting these, you know, former police officers into TSA agents. Just what's your thoughts on that?
No, they're already, most sheriff's departments have deputized their people as auxiliary BATF gun grabbers. They're all over the country training local police in gropings.
And I was wondering, I was watching Jesse Ventura, the conspiracy theory, a couple episodes, that 2012 episode, and draining the Great Lakes. I don't know if you've seen those episodes.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, and he's talking about the underground bunkers, and then as far as the water being in new blue oil. I just wonder what your thoughts on all that are.
Well, I mean, I've seen the water episode. I'm in it. The water episode is totally accurate. The 2012 is accurate about the government COG bunkers, but it's speculation about what's going to happen in 2012. I don't think anything but financial meltdown. I don't know about comets and earthquakes, though that started. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Mayans knew something. I just go off what I can prove, but that's powerful info. I appreciate your call, JJ. Let's talk to Chip in Washington. Chip, you're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
I've been a listener for about 10 years. About after 9/11, I knew something wasn't right, so I found you doing research, and I've been listening to you every day ever since. I want to thank you for everything you've done. I'm a veteran. And I live up here in Seattle, and it's hard to wake people up because they're all in a trance. But anyway, I have two important issues I'd like to talk about. One of them being Michiru Kaku. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He co-founded the string theory.
Yes, I know who he is. He's a physicist.
Yeah. So anyway, I found one of his videos a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to get through to talk to you about it. He talks about how when they look into outer space, they're looking for different types of civilizations, Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. And they said that within 100 years, we'll be able to go to the next tier. But to do that, they have to be able to get all the resources in the world funneled into one place. If you YouTube it, it's Michiru Kaku talks about a new world order. It's about 4 minutes and 48 seconds long.
Yeah, we need to play that. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. I also have a video from Fox last week where they say the TSA's got to put their hands down our pants for a new world order. And I've also got another one. Where the physicists are saying we've got to get rid of the general public that are basically maggots, is the term they use, so we can go to the next human level. That's what all the transhumanist leaders, the modern eugenicists, say, is that they've got to get rid of us before they go to the next level.
Right. And, you know, when it gets to the part where he says that we're the terrorists because we're the ones that believe in 9/11, we're the ones keeping them from going to Tier 1, it kind of hit me hard. I'm like, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. How am I a terrorist? But when I watched that video, it made perfect sense.
Sir, they say they are the enlightened ones. The fact that they're able to get the scam over means that we deserve to be killed. This is their religion. All they talk about is the one world government, and then they're going to release the bioweapons and kill almost everybody. I mean, that's their stated goal. And the New York Magazine makes a joke out of it, even though I can source every bit of it. That's what I'm telling you, sir. That once they've got this kill grid in place, they're going to gas us like cockroaches. Do you understand that?
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I got one other point real quick.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back to you. I may go 5 minutes the next hour because I promise I'm going to get to Skyler, Larry, Christopher, and Gage. Don't call your name out my window. I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said.
You gotta stop trusting the globalist.
You would say the same old thing.
Gotta stand up to him. We're gonna do it in 5 minutes of overdrive just to get to all these callers. I love hearing from you. And I'm gonna try to get more calls into the broadcast. But Chip, you briefly wanted to add one more thing here on the transmission. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's a little off topic, but have you heard of Planet X? Nibiru, everybody's been talking about this 2012 thing. Well, I've been doing a lot of research on that as well. I watch Jesse Ventura's shows, and, you know, I follow Ron Paul and Rand Paul. It's actually 2011 because the solar calendar and the Gregorian calendar, something's off there. So there's this comet, government call it a comet, Planet Nibiru, Planet X, whatever. They found it in the 80s, and then they covered it up. It's actually responsible, I think, for the last two earthquakes we've had, because the last
you know, here's the deal. There's all, and I appreciate your call. I don't have time to get off into all this. There are near Earth collisions. There are collisions with the Earth, but a planet or even a big comet, sir. There's so many amateur astronomers. They're usually the ones that find tiny asteroids and things. They're the ones that find new stuff in the Kuiper Belt. I heard all this in 2001. I just don't put a lot of stock in it. That there's something hidden, but I appreciate your call, Chip. And we just talked to Chip. Skyler in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, pleasure talking with you. The silver dollar I got for Christmas with my copy of Jekyll Island went from $31 to $43 in just 4 months. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Some people actually complain about it. They don't like making money, but...
I'm visiting from California here in Austin. I promise I won't mess up the place.
Hey, you're welcome here.
You've done a great job identifying the ground floor of the capstone on the Illuminati pyramid. And my research into the identity of the eye of the capstone leads to organized religion in Rome. And I was shocked to find out that the symbols of Roman fascism are displayed in the halls of Congress on Capitol Hill, right behind the podium where the speaker resides.
That's true. The fasci, the bundled sticks, meaning the people as slaves with the axe heads, the hatchets on top, has been put in the U.S. Senate more than 50 years ago. And it is true that the Roman Catholic Church was involved helping set up the Euro, and there's no doubt is part of the New World Order. But from my research, all the major religious institutions have basically joined with the New World Order or joined with Sauron.
Now, you've had guests like Jordan Maxwell on your show discussing this, but not often. And I'm curious, do you consider this like aliens and flying saucers? It can't really be proven. It's kind of controversial.
No. I have always covered the Vatican and when the different popes have called for a new world order and things. It's just that I try to not get into a bash fest of Catholics or Protestants or Jews or Muslims. It's like the Muslim Brotherhood is British intelligence, but I'm not trying to have a fight with all Muslims. And there are a lot of great Catholics I know, and then also some of the people that bash Catholics all day, they say Catholics are the only part of the New World Order, and then they lie and say, you know, I'm Catholic and all this stuff, which wouldn't be overall bad if I was, but I'm a Protestant and come from a famous Protestant Texas family. Who raised Colonel Travis's son. I mean, it's all on record. My family came here as part of Protestant proselytizers on both sides. That's what most of the Texans came here for. And so I do know the Catholic Church is involved in a lot of corrupt things. It's just that I don't then, especially when I get attacked by kind of the Catholics are evil cult and they lie about me, then sometimes I almost even shy away because I don't like to be made, to obsess on things and talk about things that people, are driving it all the time. It's the same thing with Israel. I mean, Israel has very corrupt globalist leadership and I'm against what they're doing. But at the same time, I don't hate Jews. You see what I'm saying? And most of the white supremacist groups are fed run, and that's come out. So it's like I'm just here about basic ideas of liberty and freedom. Whoever's running it, we can then deal with them. We'll be right back with more calls.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Okay, let's jam in these calls as fast as we can. Larry in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to make a quick announcement because I know you want to get these phone calls through, but Richard Gage is going to be at Lawrence Tech University tonight at 7 o'clock, so I'm just challenging all the Southern Michigan info warriors to join me there at Lawrence Tech tonight. And that's pretty much what I wanted to cover, so that people would show up and support Richard Gage.
Great idea. We've got to support him everywhere with the 1,500 architects and engineers and physicists and others exposing that the towers were blown with controlled demolitions, all three of them, 1, 2, and 7. Great points, Larry. Christopher in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you today?
Good.
Listen, I'm so glad to talk to you again. I actually was with you many years ago in Austin, Texas, at the protest at the Department of Public Safety driver's license office on Lamar.
That was 14 years ago.
Yes, sir. And I was very proud to be there, and I'm still here. Anyway, I'm up in North Texas now. I want to let people know what's going on up here. Well, you're probably aware of it, but all up and down 377 and on 35, they have done it right up here near Argyle and Denton, which is where I'm at. They have, like, these generators sitting next to highway points with big spotlights on them. They have police officers in both marked and unmarked vehicles from all different towns.
They're also putting cable dividers down all the highways so you can't get off the road and go the opposite direction. And it's all, and they're using the new highway funds to put in a federal police force lockdown grid for the blockading of cities. That's actually admitted.
Yes, and they are. They brought in more of these highway so-called dividers, and they are stockpiling them in different little island areas between the the intersections of the highways. They've been pulling people over once in a while. One of the officers, we were coming back from the grocery store one night, and stepped right in front of us. And I didn't stop. I went around him. And now they're sitting down there on and off. They've stopped recently. But what I thought was very interesting, that these were police officers from all these different little towns.
No, no, it's MJTF going under threat fusion centers. And all over the country, they're announcing that officers won't respond to, well, in one case of Oakland, 34 crimes, including burglary and things like that, that they're only going to focus on raising money. And now I've never seen so many cops writing tickets in Austin. It's a time of great, great merriment. And they lie to the cops and say, budgets are down. We got to do this to, you know, get money in. All that money goes offshore. No amount of squeezing is going to save America, cops. But you'll find out. It doesn't matter.
One other thing I want to touch on, Mr. Jones, is regarding churches. I am was Protestant, now Catholic, but regardless, the bigger scheme of things is any church is a member of the World Council of Churches, they are compromised.
Well, that's
they
right. You just bypassed all the propaganda with a sophisticated statement. Oh, 100 years ago, they had the National Council. Now they have the World Council. It's openly ecumenical, UN. The big Baptist, the big Methodist, the big Catholic. That's why you have all these split-off groups openly teaching world government, new world orders, submit to tyranny. And that's the whole point I was trying to get to. We need to be for nullification, state sovereignty, Second Amendment, cutting taxes, getting us out of the UN. It's the globalists in their own documents that want to make black and white fight, Catholic, Protestant fight, Muslim fight, Jew fight. They want to get us all fighting with each other over what color we are or what religion or variant of Christianity, instead of saying, do we want the globalists to set up a world government? And they use that to get all the liberty movements fighting with each other. Well, this guy once interviewed somebody that was a Muslim. He's a secret Muslim. Or this guy once interviewed a Catholic. He's a secret Catholic. Or this guy once interviewed, you know, it's all just about them saying they're the talk show host. They're the leader. They're the website person. And most of that is government finance that's come out. I told people 10 years ago, Hal Turner was FBI, came out in federal court. Creating white supremacist groups. They want us fighting with each other, because if we ever get together, we're going to win. God bless you all. Retransmission with all the important information coming up right now, InfoWars.com.